The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. In last time's podcast, I started talking about New Year's resolutions and noted that I had a devotion that talked about that with four interesting questions, which was thought-provoking. And the first question was, when and where do you feel closest to God? And I mentioned that I do with nature and forests, sunshine, and when birds are singing. That's why I have a pet bird who's singing in the background. The second question was, can you name what's holding you back from leaning into God more? And I mentioned for me, sometimes it's money struggles and worries. Do we have enough? Is it going to make it through? And then also sleep can be a problem for me. And so that really affects and holds me back from trusting in God. And then I shared a Bible verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. The old is gone. The new has come when we're in Christ Jesus. Good reason we can do a resolution for the new year spiritually. Well, so that I didn't overwhelm you all or myself, I decided to leave the next two questions for this podcast. The first one, when have you seen God show up in your life where you can only attribute it to him? Oh, you know, for some people it's a special moment, something special happened. And I think we can all probably look back and see some of those times. For me, I can think of a couple. When we went to seminary, I kind of wondered if, to be honest with you, there were some people who said I shouldn't be a pastor and shouldn't be at the seminary because I was blind. And they were questioning whether because I'm blind that I could even be a pastor. And they quoted Bible verses. And it caused some doubts and questions in my mind. Well, the first week there, we had very little money. We barely got to the seminary, my wife and I. She went out. She found a job, but would start the next week. And we only had a couple dollars left. No food in the cupboards. And we said, well, what are we going to do? Well, let's pray. And so we prayed, Lord, provide. And we went off and did some things, probably unpacked. I don't remember exactly. And then she went and got the mail. And she came back and said, this is an interesting letter. She opened it up. And lo and behold, it was a check for $50 for a inheritance she received from her grandfather's estate. Now, here's the amazing thing that only God could show up. He had died years and years and years before that, like 20-some years. And this check showed up some 20 years later, just the day we prayed because we had no money to make it to the next for the first paycheck, which would have been several weeks of her working. God provided, and it told us, yep, he wanted me at the seminary. And that episode kept me going all through the seminary years, all 4 years, even when I had obstacles and difficulties from professors and from sometimes the staff saying, as a blind person, you shouldn't be there. That's another story for another day and how God provided for that. But this episode certainly helped me to remember God was there and he's faithful and he will help me. You know, as I think about when God shows up, many times it's when we pray, not like, Lord, show me my keys or show me where I put my shoes because I can't find them and I'm blind and I can't see them. Oh, I've had that happen a couple times. Where did I take off my shoes? Where did I put them? I'm scrambling all around the house and can't find them. And finally I say, Lord, help me. And he does. He does. Many times, though, especially when you see God in action, that you have to attribute it only to him, it takes years. Like the story I told about Deb's grandfather dying and giving an inheritance of $50, showing up 20-some years later. It's not that God is slow, but sometimes things have to gel and come together and be just at the right time. Hey, I remember when I lost my sight, I prayed, God, let me live a normal life. Help me be productive. Use me somehow in life. And I just kept praying that prayer. It was when I was in college, graduation from college, that as I was standing there ready to walk in the receiving line to receive my diploma, and it dawned on me, God had answered my prayers. I was 22. I was graduating from college. I was married and happily so with my wife. I was going on to the seminary. I had, not so much I had overcome my handicap, but God helped me. He answered my prayers when I first started praying when I was 11 years old. But it took 11 years, really, to answer it. That's how God so often is. Not that he is not faithful, but sometimes it just takes a little bit of time. So that's, for me, when God has shown up that I have to say, oh, it was God. So this question, when have you seen God show up in your life in only ways that you can attribute to him? It really requires you to look back on your life and remember. Remember when and what God has done for you. By the way, lots of the Psalms encourage us to look back at how God showed up for Israel and how he delivered them. And as you do, give thanks. And as you do, you'll see him at work today as well. The fourth question of these four. What has built up your trust in him most? Well, when you look back, you can certainly see, as I did, hard times, difficult times. When things are difficult and he comes through, you remember how faithful God is to his promise to be with you, to help you. Not just, he did so at the cross, but we see so in our lives as well. And that's what helps us when we see that he does so in our lives. And then you read the story about the cross and you hear how he's faithful to forgive our sins, faithful to be close to us through our lives, faithful to take us to heaven. Then the cross means so much more, because it's in that cross of Jesus where he died for you and me that it makes all this possible. And with that, the Bible verse I'd like to bring to your attention today is 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. Let me say it again. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. So it's three simple things. The Lord's faithful. He will strengthen you. He will protect you from the evil one. Three simple but so important things. And you can see then how God shows up. So how does this all fit in New Year's resolutions spiritually? Well, how about a simple one? I'm going to trust and lean on you, God, more this year. Well, we can look back and we can see we're close to God. When you fill in the blank for me, it's when I'm near nature and connected with him. So I work at doing those things so I can feel close to him. What holds me back from trusting? Well, it's those times that I struggle with. These are the first and second questions. So I can remember at that moment, okay, money and sleep. Well, God's helped me in the past with money. He's helped me in the past with sleep. He's helped me to get rid of those sluggish times. Sometimes it takes time, but he has answered my prayers. When has God shown up in ways that you can only attribute to God? And what builds your trust in God? Well, when you look back and remember how he has in the past been faithful, you realize he's worth trusting. Yeah, worth trusting today. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you are faithful. You were faithful to the promise first to save us from our sin by your Son's death and resurrection. And, oh, Jesus, you were faithful in sending the Holy Spirit to us to dwell within us and to help us to trust in you. Oh, Holy Spirit, we see so often that you are faithful to us and how you strengthen and protect us. When we look back and see how you're involved in our lives, Lord, help us not to get bogged down in the day-to-day, but see how you have been helpful to us from year to year so that we can trust you today. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.